I don't want any trouble. Just get out. Damn.
I feel sorry for your mother.
What'd you say about my mama? You feel sorry for who? I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
What the fuck you say about my mama?
I don't want any trouble. Just
Girl,
get out.
You talk to me. I'm going to tell my mama this motherfucker.
Have a material witness on an aggravated battery with a handgun, and they believe this might be in retaliation to her testimony.
Welcome to the Murder on My Mind podcast. I'm your boy, DJ MTK. I'm here with my co-host, DJ Legend.
Yo, we
actually have a special guest with us today.
Yo.
This is Jerry with Watkins Bail Bonds. Murder on My Mind podcast is produced by West Coast Radio, sponsored by Watkins Bail Bonds. We're glad to have you on the show, brother. On today's episode, on this week's episode, we're going to be going over the Nipsey Hussle murder, the timeline, kind of all the factors that are going into this. So we're glad to have you on the show and kind of get your, you know, your
expertise. Special guest expert.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, just be... Someone gets murdered, and then there's a lot that happens behind the scenes. We really want to get your input on what happens after you get locked up and all the processes that you have to go through. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle on this week's episode. He was born August 15th, 1985. He passed away, and he was murdered on March 31st, 2019, which was on a Sunday afternoon. You know, he started his music career, it looked like in the early 2000s with mixtapes. 2005 is when he really dropped his first mixtape.
Right.
Like 05, 06.
Right. I mean, he had some strong mixtapes for the past 14, 15 years.
Super strong mixtapes.
And I kind of want to go through that too. Is like, you know, his portfolio of music, you know, this just didn't happen overnight. He was 33 years old when he passed away. He was from the Rolling 60s Crips. In South Los Angeles, and he grew up right around Hyde Park, which is on Crenshaw and 79th Street.
Yeah, the Crenshaw District.
So, you know, he's definitely repping the West Coast. He's definitely repping the West Coast. And, you know, some of the adventures and accomplishments that he had before he was murdered, I think a lot of people would agree that he was taken too soon, you know, and I think that, you know, what's his name? WAC 100 came out and said that he wasn't a legend. You know, and I was looking at some of these accomplishments.
It's wrong.
I don't agree with him either. You know, the contract he signed with Puma, that's huge.
That's huge.
Atlantic Records.
Jay-Z was running the that branch of Puma, the designing or whatever it was. He had come on. Mm.
No, Damon John, the FUBU guy, is with Puma now.
So he's doing Puma now.
That's who was working with.
Word. Okay, so Jay-Z.
How many artists can we say have fucking shoe contracts?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't name another one.
I mean, there's a few. There's a few.
They're out there.
They're out there. But,
he was definitely making the right entrepreneurial moves.
He had all these pillars. You know, I'm just going to go in there. So the Puma contract, releasing Victory Lap on Atlantic Records. His clothing store, the Marathon Clothing, his own record label, All Money In. You know, he had all these pillars going in, you know, in production.
Right.
Like that, who knows what else he was really trying to
get
into.
Plus, there was a lot of things that where he was doing that was giving back to the community. You know, I mean, one of the biggest things that you can do is create jobs for people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why he's missed so much is because of all the things he did. You know, he didn't forget where he came from. And so that's why I think, you know, everyone, he's celebrated.
I'm definitely one of those people on there, you know, just looking up to what he accomplished. And some of those interviews you had they're just classic interviews. Now go back and look into them and the positive and the motivation.
Oh, yeah, the bars he was dropping. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, and then just to think about
gems,
the marathon, just to think about what that stands for and what that represents. Eric Holder was the person that has been charged.
Yeah.
He's been accused.
Yeah, not convicted yet. He's charged.
What this really started the conversation at, Eric Holder now has four family members that have passed away since Nipsey Hussle was murdered.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. Right. Eric Holder got into an argument at the Marathon store with Nipsey. And it's alleged that Nipsey said that he was a snitch. They got into an argument, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and I want to kind of set the scene for everybody that he got in an argument with Nipsey on a Sunday afternoon at his own store. Argument kind of, you know, led into one other thing. Eric Holder went back to the car that some other girl was driving, got the strap, went back, shot Nipsey twice, And then I guess kicked him while he was down, and then he ran back to the car, and then he
also shot some other people,
right,
too.
Right. There was a couple other people in the, that were bystanders
he's,
as well.
He's also charged with those shootings as well.
Right. So, I mean, he has, they were showing here, a Holder, who turns 30 next week, is currently behind bars on $6.53 million bond. Jury selection is expected to take place in early 2020, with the trial set to begin in February. Holder is facing up to life in prison. And one of the questions I did want to bring up on today's podcast is, you know, let me ask you, Jerry.
Yeah.
You're a owner of Watkins Bail Bonds, you know, and I was even thinking about ourselves. If someone came up here or someone started arguing with you at your work of business, I mean, I can only use myself as an example. Like, I'd be like, fuck you too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you would go to your basic, whatever your reaction is, you
right.
know, whatever, you know, fits. You know,
have you ever had times at your office where you're like, man, this shit's getting a little out of hand?
I mean, you get the homeless, you know, we're in downtown on C Street. So you get the homeless people or you get this and that. But I mean, one thing, you know, you never expect for it to end up like how it ended right, up in the right. Nipsey Hussle situation, right. no right. matter what it is. I mean, Nipsey, they didn't even get into a physical altercation. Like right. maybe if some punches were thrown, you would expect, okay.
Yep.
But just over verbally something like that, then... That's why it's such a shocker as right. well.
Well, and I think, too, just in the gang environment, you call someone a snitch, I can see how your feelings are hurt.
Right.
And you could be like, all right, oh, you want to call me a snitch? Let me just show you what I'm about to do.
His ego was damaged because he got pushed away in front of everybody.
That's really what, his ego was damaged.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
By somebody that, you know, regardless or not, you have to look up to him because what he's doing, you know, he's from the same place.
You got
to
respect him.
And he's, you know, he's on. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you feel about this? I mean, and you guys can tell me what your opinion is. Do you feel like he was still politicking for the hood?
Who, Nip?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I think at that point he had kind of he was kind of beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that he was always repping for where he was from, mm-hmm. but he was kind of on the outskirts of that part of the game. You know what I'm saying? At least I think so.
Right.
You know, and it's interesting because I didn't know Eric Holder was that young. I thought he was in his mid to early 30s. Yeah. You know, I didn't know he's still in his 20s.
Right. He just turned 30. Yeah.
So to have somebody like at Nip stature who was, you know,
and Nipsey was 33,
who was untouchable.
Right.
You're not allowed to fuck with Nip because he has so much respect in the hood because of the things he was doing for the community.
Right. Opening up the shop right there.
All that shit. He was above and beyond the call of duty, you know, when it comes to putting your hood on.
Right.
And the level of respect that Nip had, and for somebody to
from everybody,
right. all gangs, you know, whatever you repped, everybody respected Nip.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody from his own crew to get so upset and to almost be Nip's age, you know, at that point, like in your late 20s, early 30s, like you kind of like, you know, you've done your dirt and you've kind of figured out like, yo, like I can't live like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And regardless of how deep you were in the gang, like you kind of start to step away and motherfuckers recognize like, okay, like we see what's going on. He's doing his thing. Like, you know, we're going to let him be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Nip was like way beyond that. Okay. And you would think that Eric was kind of on that same. Because of his age, I'm just saying, I don't know the dude. But
I think it goes back to what we were talking about in the car ride over here is like, you know, evidently he didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Or
right.
you know, you get emotional and you make that wrong decision.
That's what right? it is.
And how many legends said, you know, obviously, you know, his pride was hurt.
Right.
And how many hurt a man's pride, you know,
in front of everybody
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And how many people are in prison for making that emotional decision?
Right. Oh, I'd say a grim 85% of
right.
them.
Yeah. yeah. Right. I mean yeah. just like they made that
Yeah, yeah. All it takes is the wrong decision.
But I would
that
say
emotional that, yeah. reaction.
But all it takes
But
is
I
that.
Would say there are some people too in the gang environment and gang culture that all you have is your ego.
Yeah.
All you have is your pride. And I'm sure I know you've met people that when you get out of prison and you disrespect them, that is one of the most serious things because when they get out of that world, it's all respect. It's the only thing they have left.
Right.
They have nothing right. else. They have nothing else. And for me, I feel like he didn't give a fuck evidently because now he's probably going to be spending the rest of his life in prison. And I kind of wanted to roll into what we were talking about, the law change about mental illness and, you know, kind of what we were discussing on that topic. Could we tell us about the law?
Well, no, I was saying, cause I know that from what I heard is that after, you know, he committed the murder or allegedly committed the murder, whatever, mm-hmm. He went to a mental hospital, and that's where he was hiding out for a couple days. And that could either be, you know, one, he needs some help, or two, California changed a law. It's Assembly Bill 1810, which states that if you can prove that you were mentally incompetent during your crime, you would go to a mental facility instead of prison. So a lot of people are trying to use that trick, you know, the old, you know, I was crazy when it happened.
Does that mean he still has the ability to try to get out?
Well, I mean, if that could be his defense, is that, you know, he suffers from mental disorder.
And in another thing on this case, he was supposed to get the defense attorney that was the prosecutor for the O.J. Simpson trial, ended up backing, what's his name?
Chris Darden,
yeah. He was supposed to, and I remember there was an uproar about that, like, oh, this motherfucker's going to go fucking help, you know?
And the thing, too, that, you know, what everybody thought was, I mean, you know, Chris Darden, you know, since he went to private practice, it's like, how does this dude afford him?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was the
you
other
know?
Thing.
Like,
right.
What's up with that, you know?
Because he was going to do a pro bono.
Yeah, because that's all negative press.
And then we heard that his family got threatened and his daughters, you know, started to get in, you know, and he's like, you know what, I'm just not going to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I, again, this is just guessing, you know.
Right.
I mean, Chris Darden, you know, he's probably a little old out there. Right. Shit, I was young when the OJ case happened. So,
exactly.
You know, he's old.
Over 20
so
years
he probably
old.
Don't even know the whole, like, you know, like, hey, Nip, rapper, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately. In our era, man, it's been happening since Big Pac, you know, right, Mac right, Dre. Like, right. Mm-hmm. We can go on and on.
You know, and I think the reason we created the Murder on My Mind podcast is to really talk about gang culture, to talk about what we glorify. And, you know, and Nipsey Hussle unfortunately had to pray.
In hip hop,
had to pay the ultimate price with his life by still being in one fashion or another affiliated to gang culture.
Yeah.
You know, because there's certain people out there. For example, a white business owner wouldn't even know a drug dealer or a gang member to put himself in that position.
Well, not one on the streets.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, let's not pretend that white business owners ain't out there fucking.
True. True.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Like,
right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You're
but
still,
let me ask you, Jerry. I don't know if you know this answer or not, but how does one go about proving that he had he was mentally ill? At a moment like that.
So what you would do is you would go ahead and then they take you in. They would, you know, get you evaluated by psychiatrists and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And so based on your testing with that, now the state, the government are going to send their own ones in.
Oh, you know, okay.
And they're going to test you.
Right.
And evaluate you and try to guess what your mental state, you know,
gotcha.
if you can be held.
Right.
You know,
right.
responsible for right. that. If you're mentally competent. To know what your actions are.
I mean, you would think that if you would just look at the situation and say, if a motherfucker just killed somebody and then ran to the mental hospital to hide, that in itself kind of proves
but
that
then,
you're normal.
Like, then you like could you, be like, if this motherfucker shot someone in broad daylight,
that's true.
You are kind
in
of
front
fucking
of everybody.
Crazy.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, RIP Nipsey Hussle, he definitely was taken too soon. You know, another slain rapper in the hip-hop world. And, you know, we're probably going to do another podcast on this to kind of go through the trial date of Eric Holder since it's going to be coming up in February. In last words, Jerry?
Yeah, it's just a sad event, you know, and it's hopefully, like we said, we've seen, you know, this happen. You know, I'm from the era where I remember when Pac and Big and, you know, I can go down the list, you know, Mac Dre, all that, you know, and it's sad.
Another
because,
one taken. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad because a lot of them, you know, were right there on the verge of blowing up
big time,
you know, so, you know, you just gotta, you know, move differently, fortunately.
Pac was in his record deal with Death Row for just over a year when he died.
Yeah. Think Biggie, you know, only
saying?
Has two albums.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's
and it's crazy.
Yeah, all those guys just, I mean, who knows what they could have really have done.
Yeah.
Who knows what they really done. Thank you for everybody fucking with us and tapping in. This is the Murder on My Mind podcast. I am DJ MTK. Shout out to Watkins Bell Bonds for stepping in with us on this podcast.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me, man.
DJ Legend. All right.
R.I.P. Nipsey.
We're going to continue this marathon for you, playa. You did so many amazing things, not only in the rap game, but in the community. And I think maybe that's one thing that we want to leave everybody, that message, is that let's really make a change for the community and for the kids out there that are involved in gang culture. Let's try. Hey, so the marathon continues. We're going to do this for you. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. I got to you that morning. My dreams come true.